Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tracy Knutson over Anita way. Good morning, Tracy.
Morning.
I want to talk with you about the Anita playground equipment. I've been kind of hearing some buzz about you're trying to raise some money. So let's talk about that project.
Okay, well, our playground equipment in our town downtown park is 31 years old. Mm. Back when Ragbri was coming through, we decided it would be a good project to put some of the funds towards.
And so are you taking out a lot of the old equipment?
We'll be taking out all the old equipment. The wood on it's getting pretty rotten.
Uh-huh. Some safety hazards there probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So what are some of the things that you want to put in there then? What kinds of playground equipment are you choosing?
Oh, we'll have swings and slides and some merry-go-rounds.
Quite a variety.
And we want to hopefully be able to put in a handicap swing and make it so that all children can play there.
Okay, are you adding anything for the ground cover, or is it just the grass and ground that's there?
Well, it will have, for sure, the least amount will be covering that it makes it handicapped accessible.
Oh, okay.
If we get enough funding, we'd really like to do the concrete and mat because that, of course, will last longer and be nicer for the kids to play on and stuff.
Okay. So what's the estimated cost of all of this?
Well, for just the playground equipment alone is right at $40,000.
$40,000. Okay.
Right.
And then if you want to add some of these other things, that's on top of that.
So. Yeah, the ground to do the concrete and foam mat, it's around another $20,000.
Okay. Well, you have quite a project out there to do. And you've been raising some funds with some different kinds of activities. And as you say, Ragbri hopefully put a dent in your total amount needed.
Right.
That's
our group made probably right around $6,500 through Ragbri and selling some of the decorations that we used during Ragbri.
Mm-hmm. And do you have some other planned, especially fundraisers, or basically you're just asking folks, organizations to contribute?
Well, we did a class challenge that challenged all the graduating classes from Anita High School and TAM to make a donation, and then their name will go on a plaque. If you donate $250,000 or $250, you're a bronze donor, and if up to $500 silver, and then $1,000 or more is a gold donor. So we've got quite a few of the classes that are doing this challenge, and have brought in quite a bit of money that way.
That's great.
And a lot.
And you started to say something else, and I interrupted you.
And then a lot of local people have just made donations, too. So.
Well, it's a benefit, I think, to all of us to have a nice park there. I mean, the kids that go and play, but if you want to have company and you want to go to the park, it looks good, too.
Right. It looks nice to have a nice-looking main street with modern equipment, and we're hoping, you know, if I'm looking for a new town to move that I don't want to live in the city, do I want to go to a town that has rundown equipment or nicer equipment setting in their town? And I guess it's part of our thoughts on it, too.
You bet. That's a good point, Tracy. Well, this, as I understand, is sponsored by Town and Country Group in Anita. Who makes up that group?
It's just a bunch of volunteers, mainly, that want to help see things keep going in Anita and have events going on for families. So anybody's welcome to join. It's free to join. We ask that you volunteer hours as part of your commitment to the group, I guess, is how you would put it.
Instead of money out of your pocket, it's time out of your day, some or week or even month.
Right, right.
And then we have to have some people like you, Tracy, and others who do the leadership for these various kinds of things. Let's talk about some of the other projects that you have going on through the year. What's the next thing coming up?
The next thing will be our Easter egg hunt coming up. And we're considered, or we consider ourselves to be Southwest Iowa's largest Easter egg hunt. We hide over 7,000 eggs, and last year they gave away 50 bicycles and 500 other prizes. I mean, we gave away around 550 prizes last year at the Easter egg hunt.
That's big for sure. So I'm guessing you have good participation when you give those kind of prizes away and promote it as like, this is the largest one. If you want to be in on the largest one in Southwest Iowa, you better come to Anita. So Do you have a date for that in 2020? You know what that date
It'll be the Saturday before Easter.
Okay. That's your traditional time, is the Saturday before Easter.
Yes.
Okay. And where is it held?
It's held at Victory Park and up on the school football field.
Okay. Well, you have to have a pretty good space, pretty good size space when you're going to hide that many eggs and get that many kids out there. So
because we have 500 kids usually every year, if not more.
Okay. Well, folks, if you haven't been to the Anita Easter Egg Hunt, or if you have, you better get that date put on your calendar so you won't forget it. What time does it usually start?
10 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
It just depends on, it might be 10, it might be 10:30. Okay. We haven't set the date for that yet, or the time for that yet.
Well, when it gets closer to that Easter time, I know you'll be having more information out about that, so folks can check on that. So after Easter, what's the next event that you do?
Then our next event will be the steak fry, where we set up the parade and get the activities ready to be happening in the park during the day, and the firemen have their steak fry that night.
And is that on a traditional day also?
That is the first Saturday in August.
Okay. So we're kind of through the 4th of July stuff, and maybe people on vacations getting time to think about going back to school, I think, when it gets to be the 1st of August or near the 1st of August.
Yep.
Okay, so, and I know that's a really big event. I hear people, you know, people talking about they got to go have a steak at the steak fry. So I think you've done a good job of promoting that also, Tracy. And what's next after the August event, the steak fry?
Our next big event is probably the Halloween party for the kids.
And what's special about that?
Well, at the fire station, we have a soup supper that night, and then costume judging, and this year we added pumpkin carving or pumpkin decorating judging too for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the winners of each category either get a little trophy or a medal. Every kid gets a bag of candy or some kind of treat that participates in it too.
Okay, so Halloween, then I'm thinking, I don't know, do you skip over Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas, or do you have something in between there?
We pretty much skip over Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas.
Well, Thanksgiving time, that's a time for a lot of families to do things. So Christmas is kind of the next, that whole holiday season is exciting for everybody. So with that many events, that says to me you have to have quite a few volunteers who give a lot of hours to get all those things done. And I'm guessing you already have started thinking about planning ahead for next Christmas. You just got done with that, but I'm guessing people say, well, now next year we should do this.
Is that yeah.
Always thinking of something new.
We're always thinking ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, that's good planning. So, Tracy, we're visiting with Tracy Knutson over in Anita. Let's remind folks, if they would like to contribute to the Anita Playground Equipment Fund, how they can do that.
They can send checks to Project Playground, P.O. Box 374, Anita, Iowa 50020.
And I'm guessing they could probably call the newspaper or somebody like that if they say, I heard about Playground. Who can I contact? I'm guessing the newspaper can give them information about that, too, to contact you.
Yes, and it's on our Facebook page, Anita Town and Country.
All right. Good source to have that. A lot of people use that Facebook, so that's a good place to go. Anita Town and Country. We want to thank you very much, Tracy Knutson, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on this project by Town and Country. Until next time, here's a thought. The best way to predict the future is to invent it.